This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is the War in Ukraine Daily. I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. While the first part of Russia's invasion of Ukraine ended in failure, the Russians are seeing results from the second part. Scaled-down aim of controlling all of Ukraine's eastern Donbas region, getting closer to reality for the Russians. They're working to secure gains in the Donbas. Forces have taken complete control of one of the provinces. They're focusing on one city where the mayor has urged people to evacuate as soon as possible. If Russia succeeds in controlling the Donbas, what does it do next in Ukraine? Both Vladimir Putin and several leading Russian politicians and generals have led on to the fact they still have ambitions to control the whole country, even though their first attempt to seize Kyiv didn't go anywhere. John Spencer is a retired U.S. Army major and chair of urban warfare studies at the Madison Policy Forum. Also the author of the book, Connected Soldiers, Life, Leadership, and Social Connections in Modern War. I spoke to him along with my colleague Rob Archer. John, can you give us an assessment of the current fights in the eastern part of Ukraine, what territory Russia has gained, and they've paid a big price to occupy that space?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the Donbas is a region of eastern Ukraine. It really consists of these two big provinces or oblasts, or if you think for us like counties. One is Luhansk and one is Donetsk. The Russians, unfortunately, have taken control of all of Luhansk now, because they just recently overtook a city called Severodonetsk and now Lysychansk. But they paid over 5,000 plus soldiers in order to take those two cities. And the Ukrainians fought smartly, didn't lose that number, and pulled back to save their personnel, pulled back across the Severodonetsk River. Now, basically, what you have is the Russians in control of those two major cities and all of this northern province. And so now they have their targets on the rest of the southern province of Donetsk, which has a bunch of, you know, three other major cities that are really important to the Ukrainians, like critical crossroads. But they also, the Ukrainians have been there for a long time and are in defensive positions there. So it's almost, you almost see a stalling of the operation now. The Russians have achieved a small tactical win. The Ukrainians pull back, trying to hold time.
I was going to ask how, in your view, how overextended are Russian troops right now? Because, you know, it cost them many troops to take over these areas. And it's not like that all those soldiers who survived can now move on to fight somewhere else. You've got to leave personnel behind to maintain control, because I understand there's some civil disobedience in these regions. They have to control that. So does that leave them too overextended to make any further gains?
No, unfortunately, I wish that was true. And they are facing resistance. And actually, the southern portion of Ukraine that doesn't get talked about as much in Kherson, there is civil disobedience happening. There's Ukrainians pressing against them. It's a real possibility of Ukrainian advances in that southern city of Kherson. But in this area, the Donbas, the Russians have really dumped everything they have, which is a lot of, you know, it's 100,000 plus soldiers, a lot of force still. Now, we're getting lots of communications, just like we were in the beginning. And now soldiers refusing to fight, the morale is low, but you do have these pockets of whether you consider them Russian Chechens and other forces that have achieved these victories. I wouldn't say they're overstretched yet. And let's be honest, the Ukrainians in this part of the fight are outnumbered by a lot, like 10-1, and outgunned. Despite the massive amounts of weapons they've been given, it hasn't been enough.
For Ukraine, then, realistically, is it just hold that line, or can they, and the president would love to, but can they actually take this territory back if they were to push back at the Russian forces?
Yeah, so time's not on the Russian side. I will give the Ukrainians that. Ukrainians aren't running out of soldiers. They have the will to fight. There's some timeline that will run out for the Russians, and the supplies that have been promised to Ukraine, like we gave them four of these massive systems that immediately, as soon as these four multiple launch rocket systems that we gave them, which is what they've been asking for months, as soon as it got to the battlefield, it's having immediate results because it's these long range rockets that they need. Now we have four more on the way, but they need like 50 of those to be able to make up for the differences that they don't have in the numbers. But no, I don't think the Ukrainians have the time, and I don't think that they've already said they're not going to negotiate away the Donbass. So if anybody thinks that the Russians are just going to take the Donbass and then, like they did portions of Crimea and other places in the Ukrainians, like, okay, fine, that's where you're going to stop. We've learned from evil people that they never stop. So I don't think the Russians would stop at Donbass.
I want to go outside the box a little bit and ask about a few years ago, Russia basically pulled this tactic in Georgia, and they seem to have pacified that area well enough. Are they applying, or do they want to apply the lessons they learned there to the eastern part of Ukraine? And how different is the situation? How different is the will of the Ukrainian people to fight back?
Yeah, so that's, I just got back actually from Kyiv about 2 weeks ago. So the Russians were successful in this gray zone war where they basically cause political dissent within the population and get enough of the population to do really an internal struggle. They have not been able to do that in any parts of the Ukraine, even in occupied areas that they own at this point. The Ukrainians will not stop fighting. I don't see that. Everybody I met was ready to fight, was moving to the fight, and the Ukrainians are forming new battalions. It's just it's a training and it's a weapons issue. It's not a will to fight. I don't see the Ukrainians stopping anytime soon.
What was it like when you were in Kyiv? I mean, it must be surreal. Nations at war, but people around kind of going about their days.
Yeah, with sirens going off every day. I was in Bucha and they found seven more bodies the next day the day after I was there. It was very real to them. And they're actually suffering even while they're trying. I mean, you can't even get gas in the country because Russia struck kind of the infrastructure. But everybody, it seemed like I've been around the world and I've been in my own combat zones. I've never met such a population, an entire country on a war footing. And even though you see kids playing and people trying to get about their business, you felt that the country was at war.
That's John Spencer, retired U.S. Army Major, Chair of Urban Warfare Studies, the Madison Policy Forum. And he has the book, Connected Soldiers, Life, Leadership, and Social Connections in Modern War. This is an Odyssey original. Find us and others on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.